welcome to another Transatlantic Express. My name is DJ Ian. I'm a bit of a tizzy this morning. I don't know why. Not as if I just got out of bed, even though I may look like I have. Welcome. It is the 12th on the 12th. How about that? And we started at 12. I don't know if it was a numerologist, I'd be freaking out by now. I hope you're doing okay wherever you are in the world. I hope you're doing all right. A big hello to Tamara. I'm going to give you a shout, Tamara. So, hey, I hope you're doing okay. This is DJ Ian in Vancouver, live on thehouseofprog.com. We're also going out on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM on Tuesday nights at 10 and Thursday mornings at 7. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We are going to be playing classic Chick Corea, the Mad Hatter from 1977. We're going to play some brand new from 2025, the Phantom Spell and their album Heather and Hearth. And then finishing the show off with some classic Ronnie Montrose from his mainly instrumental album Territory. Some awesome guitar playing on that. We do this every Friday. We're also on Twitch right now. We're live. twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. You can come in there and chat with us and say hello, throw abuse if you feel like throwing abuse. You need to obviously put a hat on. That's one thing about being on camera, you just have no idea what you're going to look like until you... You should always look in the mirror first before you turn the camera on. Welcome to the show. Let's get on with some more music. This is more from Chick Corea and the Mad Hatter. Set it off with a track called The Woods. This is something called Tweedledee.
Oh! listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. We'll be right back.
Been listening to Mr. Chick Aria and a couple of tracks from his album Mad Hatter. It came out in 1977. I got it here in my hand. You see that? There he is. There you go. And what an album. I got into this through a friend of mine, another Ian, who was into this kind of stuff. And what an album. It features, I mean, it's obviously on a concept of Alice in Wonderland, and but it features, of course, the amazing late Chick Corea. And I just got into his Mini Moog playing. And if you can see it right here behind me, but this little guy here has a very good Mini Moog sound that I downloaded onto it. And I'm into it. And in Oberheim, he plays Oberheim. So one of the reasons I think why I like this is getting away from his traditional Chick Corea jazz traditional sound and getting into that kind of electronic vibe that he got into. And so he's playing all kinds of instruments here on this. He's playing the Oberheim. He's playing the Arp Odyssey. And he's making a good list, a couple of different Moogs or Moogs. The Rhodes acoustic pianos, the digital MXR digital delay. It's in a day recorded when musicians listed all the equipment that they use. Herbie Hancock's on here as well. Steve Gadd on drums. Eddie Gomez on bass. Joe Farrell flute. An amazing lineup that, you know, it's there's violins, there's vocals. Well, I mean, it's an album that is a pretty good entry album for a young person to get into that kind of jazz fusion thing that is a little bit not jazz, not rock, kind of on its own place, its own place. Yeah, amazing album. So I think we'll be getting to most of it today. We're trying to fit everything in the 2 hours. I hope you're enjoying it. So we have been listening to Chick Corea's Mad Hatter from 1977. It is on, this version is on Polydor, as before they became Polygram. And I think I picked that up for $9. There you go. Mad Hatter, this says 1978. But anyway, yeah, rip from vinyl. Last night, so what I do on this show is I rip the vinyl the night before, and so it's fresh. And yeah, you know, it's just how it goes. So anyway, let's carry on with a bit more music from Chicoria. We're going to play side two of Mad Hatter. And we're going to hear a track called Tweedledum, Dear Alice, and the Mad Hatter Rhapsody. You are listening to Transatlantic Express on the houseofprog.com. Also going out on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting all the way from Burnaby, British Columbia. Thank you.
Yeah.